Today on Core Values, the penalties for pot.
Why is it against the law for an adult to smoke pot in the privacy of their own home? As long as they don't bong and drive, who are they hurting except maybe themselves? I don't smoke pot, but I don't care if you do. How can I tell you not to smoke pot if I drink alcohol? A new law in Maryland will reduce the penalty for possession of small quantities of pot to 3 months in jail and a $500 fine. Why even that? The other day I was in a drugstore and the guy working behind the counter told me that people will come in with prescriptions for OxyContin, a very powerful and addictive painkiller, and pay for the pills with $100 bills. I said, isn't it obvious these folks will be selling it on the street? Yep, he said, but as long as they have a prescription, there's nothing we can do about it. And there are some doctors who apparently will write anything. So let's see. OxyContin, a really dangerous drug, is legal, but pot, a relatively benign drug, is not. And alcohol is not only legal, but heavily advertised. Rethinking our priorities is a core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.